Jimmy Buffett, who created the music and lyrics for Don't Stop the Carnival with a book by Herman Woke, was a force of nature. He represented for people in South Florida and throughout the country a gentleman whose lifestyle they wanted to emulate because it was always based on how much more joy can we find in life? How can we not let life's trials and tribulations take its toll on us? And how can we find in music and relationships things that matter that don't take away from the joy of life but add to it? I got to know Jimmy when he was at the Playhouse, and it was rather remarkable to be with somebody who couldn't enter a room in South Florida or walk down a street or go to a basketball game or appear anywhere in public without people coming over to him and telling him how much they admired him, how much he had changed their life through his music and songs, and how much they were, in fact, a fan. A fan which is, at the most ardent level, known as a parrothead, somebody for whom Jimmy Buffett was not only a storyteller and a songwriter, but essentially a messenger for a way to approach life. Working with him on Don't Stop the Carnival along with Herman Woke was one of the high points of my career at the Coconut Grove Playhouse, and I thank him for bringing us the show and letting us produce the world premiere.